Hopkins, Minnesota.
Downtown Hopkins, home of the big festival for raspberries every August. And here we are at a brand new facility. Look at this. It's sparkling new. They've got a great, look at the outside area. They also have rooftop. I'm excited to try this. It's a self-pour. We've been a few of those already. So we are here in Hopkins, Minnesota, in the western suburbs of Minneapolis, to sample what's going on at the Beer Cave Cafe, or I should say Cafe Brewing Company. Let's go.
All right, Bear Cave Brewing in Hopkins, Minnesota. And I am really excited to try this place out because, and the self-pour taps at a brewery, not many of those. And so walking in, we're of course like early, right? They're just opening up, but you know, look at all of these taps that they have. And that's what I mean. Everything is right here. It's not like it's a bunch of, you know, Minnesota breweries and they've assembled all of these beers together. These are their beers and they have a lot to choose from. So you could see that when you walk in, you know, they got some seating areas there, but I wanted to show the downstairs because if you see, you can come around here and then down these stairs is a nice little basement level for you. So you can hang out down here and they have, you know, taps for you. So you can see right here, they got a whole wall of all the taps that you want. So it's not like if you want more beer, you got to go upstairs and then come back down here. They've made it really nice so that you can just relax down here and hang out and basically have everything you need on a self-pour basis. So this part down here, and you can see it's all kind of like dimly lit and stuff down here. It's a little bit different vibe because back upstairs now, I want to show you the patio area. So outside, this is the, you know, main floor, first floor area. You can see this patio with these fire pits, and these fire pits are putting off some heat too. So it is very comfortable to be sitting around here. And I can imagine in the summer, it's even better. So, you know, you've got that downstairs area. You've got this main floor patio level. You've got this main floor seating area. But then look, if you come around this corner here, there's some stairs that will take you upstairs. And the second floor, they got a second floor here. And it is nice and light and bright. And check it out. You can see more seating area, a whole other tap wall for you. So, you know, once again, if you're on this level, you got everything you need right here. And this floor, you can see, is a totally different vibe than that lower level. So, you know, this is like real light and bright and some great views, you know, out the window. But then check it out. You see those stairs? They got stairs. And once again, these nice boards to show you all of the things, you know, that you can choose from. Stairs on each side to now we're going up to like a third level. And you can see that this level is where it's kind of the rooftop, right? So you got this little area here. Really cool photos and stuff like that on the wall, the vintage black and white. I love that stuff. But look, out there, rooftop bar or rooftop patio. So that's awesome. And, you know, this third floor doesn't have, you know, its own little taps. But look, I mean, it's close. You just jot down these stairs and you can grab what you need. So, hey, man, I'm excited. They got a flight for us. So let's go.
My goodness, I'm impressed. I am impressed with the Bear Cave, man. This is like brand spanking new. Everything is just,
everything's new. This place is so big, you guys. You saw the size
huge.
Of it, right? I mean, it's just level after level.
If you're a beer, if you're a craft beer enthusiast and you love beer, I mean, come to Hopkins.
Come try it out.
Yeah, we got two great places here that we've been here so far.
Yeah, because they give you these cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they just put your credit card on file. And then you go,
yeah,
and you can try any of the beers you want. They've got great glasses. They got these little flight things to make it easy to take it back. You see, they got taps on every floor.
Yes, so all three
regardless
floors.
Regardless of what floor you're on, you could still get your taps.
Yeah.
And you just do it and pour, and then you just tap out at the end. You cash out at the end.
Fire pit out in the lobby. They got, man, this is
place
so cool.
Looks cool.
And they have cocktails that you can do the same thing with. They got old fashions, margaritas, drinks, wine, seltzers. I mean, there's something here for everybody, and there's they have food too, but food is not the emphasis. You can tell that.
Not at all. No, it's
so nice. They're courteous. I mean, man, we are. Now, I don't know if we know what their beer tastes like.
We have no idea what their beers taste like, but the thing that they've got set up here is really cool. I've only seen one more of these like this where, you know, we've seen them where, like the brew banks, to where they have different taps coming in, but the only brewery that we've seen that are self-pour is Farm and Odd Fellows in Minneapolis, Kansas. So I don't know if they're anything like Kyle, the brewer there, but we're about to find out, I think.
I'm going to start out with a triple IPA. We've already had one at another Hopkins location.
Right down the street, right? Literally 6-minute walk.
Not bad.
Oh, it's not bad, but it's
But I'm comparing it to
where we just came
one
from.
One of their counterparts over here
in Hopkins. There's two,
but it's not bad at all, man. No. You're probably not going to like it, but
I'm probably not.
I mean, triple IPA.
It's a triple, yeah.
Really good. I mean,
oof, man. That is a little bit different from where we came from, but man, that is a strong hoppy IPA. But it's really good.
The next one is an IPL, which is an IPA lager.
I've never seen an India Pale lager.
I mean, look at how cloudy that is.
Yeah, it's different looking, man. But I'm really curious about it. Oh, really? God, really? Oof, it's got a...
Yeah, that is awful.
That is a different taste.
Yeah, that's like chalk.
Yeah,
that's like chalk. I mean, it's like, really, guys, I mean, I'm sorry. I love this place. I love the atmosphere.
I love everything about
it. But, I mean...
Maybe India Pale lagers aren't something people should be going into.
Why are you trying to embrace the two, you know? It's not good.
That's not good at all.
Hey, I know someone else that can have
that. Yeah, our traveler.
Our next one, it's an amber ale. We don't have the amber lager, which you're the big fan of, but... I thought, well, might as well try the.
We just had one. The color looks good.
Smells great. Tastes really smooth. Really smooth.
That's a little better one than we've had so far.
That's a smooth. That's a smooth lager. It's amber in color, kind of more like a Yingling to me.
But it's an amber ale, you say?
Yeah, but it tastes more like a lager.
Boy, it does. It does taste like a lager. That's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad at all. It's
I could drink one of those. Yep, absolutely.
So, hey, the beer's good. Atmosphere's good. I don't know what your three choices were here.
So
but.
Mine are, this is Larry's lager, and this is named after, he said, the former owner of this building, which was a Firestone dealership, is what he said.
So that's going to taste like tires?
I have no idea. But it's a honey wheat.
Oh, honey
lager.
Wheat?
Yeah, honey wheat lager.
That should be interesting. It's a lager.
Boy, that's not bad. That's tasty. That's smooth. It's not real bitter. It's not real high
that's
in alcohol.
Good.
You could sip on that sucker. No, it's good. Yeah, you. I could sip on that sucker all day.
He basically said if there's a flagship brand, this is
this
it.
One. Yeah,
that's a good.
It's been around.
I would write my name on that.
I agree,
Larry. Whoever you are, wherever you are, It's still here, man. Your legacy, your legacy lives on. I don't know if you're still changing tires and oil, but
yeah,
you made a pretty good beer.
So this is the stout.
That's another flagship, isn't it?
Well, it is, and they have different variations of it. This one is a spin with chili pepper.
Oh no, you didn't get the
I didn't get the original. No, I wanted to try the chili peppers because the bartender recommended it. He said I would go with this one. So I'm taking his advice. I love everything else that's had chili peppers in it. I've never had a stout with chili peppers.
No, I haven't either.
They had another one that was smoked pineapple and cinnamon, which
that should be kind of a holiday.
If this is good as a base stout,
but that's not their base though. You're going off a.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Hey, you got your card, man. Go swipe up. Get the
original
one.
All right.
Go get the original because
let's try the spinoff.
I'm gonna try this spinoff.
We'll try the spinoff first.
Pretty good, man. Yeah, it's not a lot of heat, but there is a little bit of heat with that. Oh, that's good to me, man.
Smells really good.
I'm glad I picked that one because I've never seen a chili pepper stout.
That is good.
It's good, right?
It's really good.
No, it's good. There's
that's
not a lot
really
of heat.
Good. No, it's just the right amount, man.
I think that we should definitely try that smoked pineapple and cinnamon one.
What's so funny about the stouts we're trying is that it doesn't matter what you mix them with. It's a peanut butter, s'mores, chilies. I mean,
yeah, we've now had three different mixtures, and they've all been really good.
So now they have a pure stout. We should probably try the
pure stout, mixed
with any flavors.
Exactly.
Let's try that coming up.
Exactly.
All right.
Because, yeah, I still feel a little bit...
Well, you can talk about that one. Let me go grab that one while we're talking.
Okay.
The real stout, right?
Yeah. Because this is a Vienna lager. And, I mean, I got bubbles coming up. I'm liking everything I have so far. So I'm going to try this Vienna lager because this was another one recommended by... I guess he's not really a bartender. What do you call him? I mean, because he's not a bartender. Is he a host? What do you call the guy?
I would say he's a...
It's the dude that checks you in and gets you the card. He recommended this Vienna lager, and so I definitely wanted to try it.
I don't like Viennas. I don't like blondes. When it comes to beer.
That's good.
I didn't mean to say it that way.
That's a... Man, I feel like I did really good with
it.
That is a smooth tasting beer to me, man. That's really good.
It is smooth.
It's smooth, right?
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't normally like them. I'm going to back off on that one. Pretty good beer. I mean, God, they got some pretty good beers
here. They have some really good beers here. And like I said, we didn't try seltzers, we didn't try ciders, we didn't try any of the other stuff they got going on. But this could be a good time to hang out with people and have a nice evening and walk Main Street Hopkins. And
I hope you follow us on all the different venues we have because... We don't always come to a place and like all their beers. There's some on
and go check out thebeerguys.com. Go check out thebeerguys.com. We got a map of everywhere that we've been. You can go on there, you can click things, you can see all the locations, watch any of the episodes you want. I mean,
and if you have a brewery that you haven't seen, tell us about it. We'll go there.
Yeah.
We will go there and we will tell you what we think about your favorite craft brewer.
Right. And if you're a brewer.
My God, yes.
Have us come by.
Come on.
We got a little form.
See what we think.
To fill out, but these are good. So you got the original.
I got the stout.
The stout.
This is it. This is the one that Larry, he said, he hung his hat on this one. And all these other variations that they have, it's from this one. Larry, let me be the judge.
Because I really like the chili pepper. Larry, I'm glad that you have do spin-offs, because this one is not very creamy or chocolate. I mean, this is not good, Larry.
Larry's not the
brewer. But he started it.
Larry owned the Firestone fucking dealers. I don't think Larry has anything to do with the beer.
Well, Larry's... because of Larry's lager, I think.
But...
Because I tried to find background on the place, and I couldn't find any background on them. And
no,
I'm just calling Larry.
All I saw was their brewer. God, I forget his name, but...
That's not very good, though, that one. I mean, based on all the other stouts that we've had.
Oh, no. Yeah, see, this one is much better.
I mean,
and
you got to put Guinness up. I mean,
definitely.
When you think of, this is not creamy. It's not a good stout. No.
Hey,
so I'm going to put this over here.
All in all, I would definitely still recommend coming by
totally.
Here because they've got so many things.
Totally.
I think you're going to find something for everybody here that likes some sort
of
alcohol.
Can we call him a maitre d'?
Maybe that's what he...
Well, a concierge?
He's not seating you. So,
a concierge.
I think so. I think that's maybe what you call that guy.
Yeah, but, because he's more than just a host. I mean, he will help you.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say a concierge.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, man. This place, the size of it, definitely... Come check it out. Put it on your list.
We like
it. Bear Cave Brewing in Hopkins. Definitely.